This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes.
What is good, beautiful
people? What's up, everybody? It's Friday, Friday 3 to 4, so you know what time it is. It's time for the Millennial Gin Show.
Yeah, baby, you know what it is.
And obviously we have, as always, I mean, we have more heat, more fire, more fire. We got some rappers in the studio. We got some singers in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's actually back for the first time in heavens knows how long. They even forgot to turn on his mic.
Yeah. That was my bad, dude. I'm sorry.
It's not okay.
Yeah. But we, yeah. Okay. First up, our first guest. You all know our first guest. Let's be real. Everyone knows our first guest.
You've heard his music.
Everyone has heard this guy's song. You know that song. Oh boy, say wah, wah, wah. What's up, player? Introduce yourself to the people.
I go by the name Tuli Stark, Tuli 2, aka Tuli Who, baby.
Yeah.
It's good to be back on Cliff Central. I haven't been here in a while, actually, so this is really cool.
Dog, we're hella happy to have you here, though, man.
Yeah, shucks,
bruh. Alright,
yeah,
so.
We're happy to have you here at the Millennial Gin.
Damn straight. Thank you, first things first, tell us a bit about yourself.
About myself, man. 28 year old from Durban. Came here, 98. Made music for a while, went to Cape Town, studied, realized that actually I just want to make music for a living, and yeah, that's what I've been doing. Opened up a record label 2 years ago. All Boys is 2 years old now, so you know, nice. All Boys is actually the record label, it's not like just the song. Yeah, so that's been going pretty well. Got affiliate artist Stephen Kent, one of the best producers in the game. He produced Off Boys as well, and all of my music that's come out thus far. Lupin's DJ that's on the team. Anno is like the hype man / social media man / farmer. It's a weird combo. Yeah. We all do like weird shit and stuff, but yeah, it all comes together really. Yeah. And the ethos really of what we do is really just excel at everything you do in a fun way. Yeah.
That's dope, man. I like that. That's even a perfect message for our people. You know, be passionate about what you do and have fun.
That's
man.
A strong way to start off the show.
That's the right way to start off the show.
You know, damn straight, man. All right, so my next question. Okay, so you said all of you guys got together and you started this record label.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that process. Like, how did that happen?
It's weird because there was a guy who I always used to party with. He's like the main business partner of mine in the record label. And the conversation sort of furthered and we began speaking just about music in general. And then it came up that, yo, look, man, I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I need like 10,000 rand to shoot a music video. You can see how long I've been doing this for. But yeah, and he was like, no, dude, I don't want to give you money. I want to give you a partnership because I really feel like you can excel at this music thing. And so we opened up the record label together. And then with the support of everyone else who I spoke about and Charles as well and Rock Boys, who was my management team, we've just been running for the past 2 years on literally support of the people around us and trying to build something really from, I won't say nothing because, you know, there's a bit of cheese out there, but like from a minimal amount of cheese here and passion, it's really turned into something that's growing quite well at a steady pace.
That's dope, man. Dope, shit.
That's fucking
might as well add
shit,
motivational speaker to you.
Yeah.
Dog, and he did it so smoothly,
yeah,
man. Like, he just came in and he was just like, I'm going to speak about my story, man. Like, I'm gonna set the record straight, man.
It's always nice to hear about young guys making moves out there, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a little less lonely.
Yeah,
the struggles
and we need it, you know, and also we need it from like a different perspective because a lot of the rappers out there like, yo, just be independent, yo, you could do it yourself, but no one's really actually like putting in the groundwork as such, you know, outside of your Caspers who are outliers, obviously, for example. So it's really cool for young people to indulge in our struggle and to know that it's not easy, but to know that it's really worth it once it starts coming right. Yeah,
no, 100%, and that's I think, you know, what you gotta strive for is the, you know, the motivation for the end.
Yeah, 100%. Damn. And I gotta pay bills.
That as well.
Second, you know. Gotta pay those bills, man. Gotta pay those bills.
All right. So now this rap thing. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been in this rap thing, and what got you into this rap?
I've been making music for about 14 years. I've been in the industry for about 10 years, probably.
Oh, shit.
And I've been an active member of the industry, I'd say, for about 4 years. I mean, my first radio single was like in 2012. 2012 when I was still at Vega. Yeah, 2012. And it's only really starting to pop off now. So, I mean, it's been a long time, but, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, gotta trust the process.
Not just that, bro. We have to have patience, dude.
Mm.
Yeah, like, that's the biggest thing.
The biggest thing, and bro. I think
that's a huge problem with our generation. We don't like waiting for a damn thing.
It's
a
so
damn
true.
Thing.
Ask Crabble, dog. He knows. I don't like waiting.
Instant gratification.
Exactly,
is the vibe.
It's
yeah.
a problem. And I mean, like that's kind of that's been caused by social media. It's by you can post a picture and you can get however many likes instantly. So it's conditioned our generation. I'm even guilty of it. The other day I was buying something on Bidobuy, and like I'm sorry.
Say you're the first person, you know, you're like Superbalist or like three, even Zando gets some love, but like ain't nobody's been like, yo, Bidobuy, that's shit right here, that's where we at.
okay, well, can I explain myself?
But it's so good, okay, as no well, I'm not judging.
Let's find out what he's copying, because maybe it's like a computer or something.
Yes, I was trying to be new age, I was getting that Amazon Alexa, man.
Oh, my nigga!
Yeah. Complaining about Bidobuy.
Yeah,
like
you gotta move into the new age. Eat your words now. You've got an Alexa.
No judgment.
I don't know. I don't see you guys in your houses being saying, what's the weather?
What's the weather?
Yeah, as I was saying, I was on Bidobuy, and this is actually a bash at Bidobuy, and I was trying, like, it's such a simple process. You select what the fuck you want, you go to checkout, and you're supposed to pay.
Is this a paid advertisement right now that you're giving
me? No, he's complaining.
I'm complaining. Sounds like I'm hacked, right? Okay. So now I set up my whole account. Everything was working fine. As I'm going to pay, it's like, no, account invalid.
But what do you mean?
You mean, dude? And there's nothing you can do to solve it there. But anyways, long story short, I ended up going to every other site, but then I realized they're the only ones that had what.
So you didn't get it?
No, okay. I ordered it, just not from them. Fuck
okay.
that.
Okay.
Fuck.
My nigga, when you getting your? I need to get an Alexa. This nigga just shot me up. Yeah,
I'm very excited. It's coming next week, Monday. I'm excited. You'll see. Okay, but anyways, back to our guest. God.
Yes.
Who would you say some of your inspirations are?
Oh, my inspirations. Kanye, obviously, it's a given. Keenan Forbes. Right. Yeah. So it's hard sometimes to admit it when you're both of the same like industry and stuff. But
yeah.
I think I've become cooler with that shit. So like, really think Keenan Forbes super, super, super inspirational in terms of his moves and his music.
Yeah.
Casper in terms of his thinking, 100%. Coolie Chana, I mean, grew up staples, you know. TKZ, in fact, everyone in the Kwaito movement is definitely an inspiration till today. And yeah, my mom's as well. Yeah,
I like the way you like. Okay, you started with Kanye, but then all of your other inspirations were local guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's rooted in that. It's rooted in that. You hear it in some of my music. Hopefully, as I progress and I grow as an artist, you really get the South African influences there. Because, I mean, we are special, you know. And I think, like, we don't have superstars and we don't have idols because we ourselves as South Africans don't want to give the dap, you know. That's
yeah.
So I've just made it a mission
that's
for myself.
True.
Like, wherever I get the platform, rather be honest, you know. Because when Dreamwork is playing, you're singing as loud as when you're bumping Graduation. But you're never like, yo,
no.
That's hella true, man. And I think it is a thing with South Africans. We don't wanna almost see each other succeed. I mean, like, that sounds a bit drastic.
Hey, dog, but I feel like we're still a young nation, bro. People are still only becoming comfortable with being themselves
now.
Only coming to appreciate who we are as South Africans, like, now.
100%.
So like, we've been stood on, bro, for too long, dog.
But I mean, you just gotta be appreciated to respect the man next to you. Respect the hustle. Exactly like you're saying
slowly,
now.
You know how it is, dog.
That's true. True change takes time. That's for real. True change does indeed take time. Alright, we're gonna play one of your tracks. We have to start with Off Boys.
We have to do that.
You ready for him?
Bro, just give me like 20 seconds.
So yeah, Off Boys is a song.
It's a song and a record label. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Yeah,
you have to just re-influence that shit, dog. Off Boys. It's about the same way, the record label.
Sorry?
It's about the same way.
It was so weird today, actually. I saw on YouTube there was like some vlog called Off Boys.
No.
Spelled with an S.
Oh.
And I was like, this is weird. But I think someone's sorting it out. I didn't even like paid mine. I was like, okay, someone reach out to those guys because they're making it awkward. We were here first.
Creating in your space. Let's play Off Boys because, I mean, everyone really wants to hear the track. Now.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Here we go.
Oh.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey. Hey. Woo. Whoa. Shit. Nah, that one's super hot fire, boy.
Oh, shout out.
Bro, that goes in.
Dude, okay, so tell us a bit about the process of making that song.
Making Upwards. It was funny because, like, not a lot of people will get it, but there's a song by ASAP Mob called Crazy Brazy. Mm-hmm. And I heard that song, and I immediately told Steve, I'm like, Steve, I want one. I want one.
Give me
and
one.
And then like, Steve was like, took 45 minutes to the beat. Played it for me. I left work because at the time I was still working full time, so I was still trying to, you know, do the hustle thing,
yeah,
music on the side, whatever. And I left work same time. I was like, yo I'm sick. Dipped out, went to the garage, got Sprite, got into the place we're staying. It was the Matrix. It was called the Matrix before we moved into where we live now. And it took me 30 minutes to record that song.
What?
Like, yeah.
Shit.
Start to finish.
Damn.
So you recorded that song.
Including mixing, mastering, all of that.
No, that was its own process. But yeah, it took me 30 minutes to write. 50 minutes to write, 50 minutes to record.
50 minutes to write.
That beat, I was like, and that's only happened like 3 times, I think, in my life. But when it does happen and you get that sweet spot, it's just like, yo, the only thing you want to do is like, wax this thing, like wax it.
Now I feel like when you fuck with a beat like that hard, like,
yeah,
easy,
it comes naturally, man. Yeah. It comes naturally. It's
that,
just like,
that's
whatever.
Dope,
but I mean, I'm a freestyle artist as well, so like,
okay, that makes
by nature,
sense.
Yeah. You know, I could like free any point in time. It's
so
just
you
like,
want to free now?
Naturally.
Yeah, I mean,
like what about right now?
Fuck it, man. Yeah, man.
You want to do it? All right. Okay. Shit.
Okay. Now you got me excited. I need to move my mic. I need to get in.
All right. So
get out the cameras.
Okay. So we got on the system. We got a J. Cole type beat and a pound cake. But I think the day is gonna get you something nice.
I'm gonna give you something funky.
Well, you could give me. I'm a backpack rapper by nature, you know, and people don't really know this about me. Like, I really am about like 90s hip hop and 90s rap. So I'm like, whatever.
You heard it here first.
play that Biggie just playing instrumental. You know that track.
That one's nice.
Banged. You know that song a day.
Which one?
Say Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. just playing instrumental. Shoo! Nah, if you's about that 90s R&B and hip hop, you gonna fuck up this beat, man. Goddamn. Okay. Sure, I'm hella excited. So how long you been freestyling for? You started off freestyling?
Since I was like 8. But shit. I was doing it subconsciously. I was just throwing words together, you know. And then like when I was at Greenside High, I did a year there, grade 8, because my mom's a teacher, so I moved around wherever she moved. I was like by the swimming pool, and then I saw everyone freestyling. I was like, wait, man, I've been doing this. And then I just jumped in, and then ever since then, I've been like cognizantly freestyling, yeah.
Shit.
Sounds like
crazy.
You're talking about the swimming. So everyone freestyling.
Yeah.
I used to do breaststroke, but I just jumped in, you know.
You just got a poppy, man.
I think that's the funniest thing you've said at this point. Alright, so right. Should we just give you the beat? Do you want?
Yeah, we could just go, man. Whatever beat it is.
Okay.
Let me put the other earphone on. Okay, alright. Okay, alright. It's the 2LEESTARK. Hey, everybody knows that I came to say today. There's no S on my chest, but the vest is the best, and I'm trying to beat the rest. Now who's got the test? Pest control pictures, cause I'm trying to show them what it is. I'm on Cliff Central, so I can still say fucking shit. But I'm not crude though, I'm really not rude. I'm just a slick MC who gets you in the mood. I mean, I'm talking about the real verses, kick lines, the flow's divine, ahead of his time, you know the boy's about to shine. The MacD's Cub had a lime milkshake. I set that whole thing up because I never catch the break. Was that the track or was that me? Either way, we're still clean. If you wanna come and catch the verse, you see it HD. I don't really need a TV just to show you what I do, cause when I am on the mic, I really paint a picture too. I bust the moves in the grooves, you feel it too. They ask for a B.I.G. beat, I said I am bigger too than any notorious nigga who would come through, because I too yo packs when I'm really in the move. I could slip and slide, my AKA is just the illest. Two willis, dream work, they can't kill us. I got control. Either way, they're gonna fill us. Spineless motherfuckers never caught us with the villains. I'm too cool and too true. Mess up your crew too. I don't even know how else I'm gonna say it too too. I could hit the 4-4s and get the 8. Wait, if you wanna be the late great, you catch up on the fate. How much more time is left? Am I really on your show? You came to call out Tuli Star, didn't know he could float. He did it off of the time to sit on top of the dome. I know I hear you celebrating, but I've still got more in store. Like a nigga on the pick and pay, but I float, keep straight, and I catch it. Ay, I could do this all night and every day, but it's from 3 to 4, so I'll shut up now. Yay.
Yo, nah, dog, you ain't done, you're killing it. We're switching up the beat on you, right, homie. We're switching up the beat on you, man.
Okay, I don't know the speed at all, but
yeah, just
I'm hearing it for the first time now. I'm gonna hear the break. Okay, it's Tuli. Who? When I gotta win the mood, she really wants to bounce back. I told her that I'm cool. They put another beat on the mix board. I said cool because I'm really icy. I'm ice when I come through. If you wanna catch me when they know what it is, you could read about me in the paper or just check the business section too. Cause I'm a businessman and I make the moves. Cause I really got the plan and I'm really not whole, but I got the blueprint too. I can make it shake at any point in time to come through. I have got the real lines, I have got the hot verse, I have got the shit that puts your other rappers in a hearse. Hence why I'm drinking all black most at a time, cause it's a funeral. Every time I start to rhyme, there are body bags everywhere. The shit is too sublime, and I don't sound like I'm from Mzansi, but got time. I am too cool for them bayang saba alangazi. When I just almost lost it, but then Kelly Ponzi on the chair, so I gotta bring it back. And I'm trying to be the king of this bitch, Shaka Zulu with his fucking spear. Shabba shabba anytime, cause I'm back with the rhyme. Telling when I'm bunking about fire, quasi that I shine. When I'm all up in the moods and you catch me in the grooves, don't forget it's Tuli Stark, motherfucking Tuli too.
Oh my god,
damn!
Boy, Janana, I brought this out just for you, guys.
Yo.
Thank you. My nigga,
fuck, I forgot what I said now. That's the only bad part about it.
We got that shit recorded.
Well, you need to send me like a sound clip.
Nah, dog.
You need to send me a sound clip.
My G, it was such a pleasure having you on the show, boy.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for the platform.
You know, tell the people where they can find you on Instagram, social media, websites, all of it.
Everything. Number 2LEESTARK. If you're not finding me on Tuli Stark on any platform, just look up Jägermeister, because you know they've been supporting me a lot with the music program that I'm on,
shit.
So you can find my shit on their sites and their stuff as well.
That's so swag, man. I'm sorry, I know I said it was my last question, but what's next for you, dog? What's next? What do you got lined up for the summertime?
Love is Love. We're currently on the tour right now. I'm going to Durban actually tomorrow for Durban Spring Break.
Okay.
Sunday house party, I'll give you guys a personal invite. We're doing a Love is Love sort of vibe for one of my boys, DJ KH.
Thank you.
Birthday.
Thank you.
And then the album's coming soon. New single probably in the next month, in the coming month. There's a new single coming out, completely different but completely fun, and I'll definitely reach out to you guys here for that. So
no,
yeah.
That's so swag.
Tour date, single, album next year.
Shit.
Hopefully, God willing. Yeah.
Nah, we believe in you. Yeah, we're gonna do a post about you on our website, so people can find out about you there. Shit.
We'll do a spread for the Instagram as well.
Bless, man.
I mean, that freestyle was a bit too hard.
That's going straight up on IGTV.
You know, like I'm even a bit baffled. We switch beat and she killed them both. Dog.
Bless.
No fucking ways, man.
What a way to go out.
All right, shall we?
All right.
But we're gonna be right back,
yeah.
We got a track for you. Who we got lined up for them today?
We got Sabo with Life, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. All right, y'all. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Got a young sound check going on in the background.
Shit.
You know.
Okay, yeah, we back. Shout out to Stark. That was fire, man. Shit.
And out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Not even
dude.
Planned.
We even switched up the beat on the motherfucker. Dude. Oh.
It was a freestyle, so yeah, it wasn't planned.
It ain't want no breaststroke.
All right. But we got a new guest in the studio, a new fire guest in the booth. Why don't you introduce
yourself? Been here before. I see some instruments. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Spot.
Hi, Spot.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. Okay, that was short and sweet. Okay, we might as well jump into it. You just released an EP recently.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well
done.
Thank you.
First EP, right?
Thank you.
Okay, do you know what? You just want to keep doing that, and we'll just use that as the bed music. I think that makes the most sense.
You
hey, bro, come on, give us some fun.
You did this last time as well.
I do remember. But I mean, you can hear the guitar in the background. So, all right, so tell us about your EP. What's it called? What were some of the inspirations?
Okay, the name of the EP is 1825. It's just basically 18-year-old me writing or feeling as a 25-year-old. Yeah, whatever the case.
Clever.
Yeah, so I just... the last time I came, I did say I felt like I was an ambassador of the youth or something. So, yeah.
It goes back. Yeah, no, so... Like, just as well as Thule Stark.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Like, no, I remember you even hit a vocal freestyle.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's jump straight into the music because we want to hear some of this new fire you've just released. So, okay. Intro the song, tell us what it's called, and take it away.
Okay, the name of the song is Afraid. It doesn't have a lot of lyrics. It's just basically me expressing that I'm tired of being afraid, and I'm imagining life when I'm over the fear and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, take it away,
Ruben. Let's go. Afraid. Writing my wrongs and singing the song like never before. See, when the damn thing goes, I'll be painting on walls and writing my wrongs and singing the song like never before. And when my fear goes, I'll be painting on walls and writing my wrongs and singing the song like never before. I don't wanna be afraid. No, 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 no. No, I don't wanna be afraid. So when my insecurities go, I'll be painting on walls and writing my wrongs and singing the song like never before. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sure.
You always hit us with the reverb, dude, girl.
Dude, you know, there's always a little bit of spice at the end there. We love it, man. Shit. Okay, thank you. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't even want to waste time. If Ruben, you could just prepare for the next track, because we're going to be jumping into that real soon. So what was some of the biggest inspirations on your album?
Yo, there's life experiences, I think. Mm. Like, mostly things that I've been through. Especially at my age, I felt like I was just going through too much. It's just like, whoa, spots, okay, is this my life? Yeah, so I was just going through a lot, and then I felt, yeah, let me put it down on paper. And yeah, and guess what? I'm 19 and pregnant, so I haven't had more to write about. I was like, Jesus, is this me right now? So yeah.
But I mean, the best music comes from life, you know, the most soulful music that tells a story. That's what we want.
Yeah.
And that's definitely what we heard and what we are about to hear next. So please tell us what song you have lined up for us next, and the stage is all yours.
Okay, yeah, the name of the song is called Winter. That's the potential old nickname for my child, my born child.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so it's called Winter. Okay. You bring me up only to bring me down. See, how can I attempt to love me now? When I am all I never wanted to become. But I'm breathing anyway. And just like rain you pour down on me, like heavenly showers you blessed me. See, I may never be good enough for you, but I'll give all I am for you. See, winter has come. uninvited. She taught me that sometimes you don't have to fight it. And now I'm in love. It was unintended. Now I can say my life has changed, and I will not fight it. Okay, I will not fight it. Thank you.
Wow.
Before I start crying, sorry.
I was about to ask, like, how do you not start crying while singing that song?
I mean, Adair's about to start crying.
And he wasn't even singing.
Sure. Jeez, that was incredibly beautiful.
That was so amazing.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for blessing our mic with your voice. We wish you all the best. We wish your baby all the best.
Definitely.
We hope she is beautiful and healthy and just all those great things. I want you to tell people where they can find you on social media, website, and your new EP.
Oh yes, mostly on Insta. Okay, just Instagram, honestly. Sparts_MM SPARTZ_MM
Nice.
And then the music is on Spotify. You know what to do. Just type in like 1825 and stuff. But yeah, Spotify, SoundCloud. The link is on my Instagram, so you'll find it there.
Perfect.
And iTunes and whatnot, Google Play. Yeah, it's just almost everywhere, I'd like to think.
That's incredible. Brother Ruben on the guitar, thank you so much for coming through. Like, we appreciate having you guys here. We're going to do a post about you on the website.
So people can definitely
find out about you and your EP there. Yeah, guys.
No, I must say, I'm a fan.
I'm a little taken aback. I'm feeling a little emotional. Sure. I can't lie.
He took off his sunglasses. That's when you know.
Yeah, damn.
That's when you get shook. Like, when he shook his life.
Like, let me just, you know, reevaluate this.
I probably
should have
put them back on so you guys couldn't see the tears. Damn.
It's too late now. I'm going to use it against you.
All right, y'all. So, we got one more guest lined up for you today.
Today.
Shit, my bad. Alright, so we're actually going to play that guest song to intro him. But one more time, Ruben Sparts, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good. Best of luck. Oh, performances. Where can people find you? Have you got any performances lined up?
No, none so far. Just go on Instagram. Please find me, then you'll know what's happening.
Perfect. You should come perform at one of our events.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's the plan, man. I'm working on it. Hey.
Rang, rang. We got... Rang, rang. We going to call you.
We're definitely going to hit you up.
Okay, all right, cool. So we got D-Man, No Justice, No Peace coming up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, shit. That was dope. Okay, guys, so we back once again. You know, we got more fire. We got one more guest. We're trying to pack this time with the most
jam-packed episode
as possible. All right, so introduce yourself. Well, first, Uncle Hunt is back.
Emotional bonding, purpose, meaning,
I don't know what's going on right now.
Shit, that was a bit awkward. All right, well, Uncle Hunt's back. Say what's up. Ooh, shit.
Again.
Okay, that was
Hi, guys. Uncle Hunt in the building, but we got a new guest, so let's get to that.
All right, introduce yourself, player. Tell the people who you is.
Oh, this is D-Man right here.
What's up, D-Man?
I'm out here, man. Just representing MP. I'm from Mpumalanga, by the way.
Yeah, nice. That's dope. Okay, so tell us a bit about yourself. That's always the first question we ask. Tell us about yourself.
D-Man is a humble dude, man. A creative, I like exploring with sounds. I'm passive. What can I say?
How many good things can you think of? It's like a dope type of R&B that I haven't really heard from South Africa.
Yeah, that's really dope. Okay, so that segues into our next question. Tell us a bit about your music. How long have you been doing it for?
I've actually been doing it for a while now, since back in high school, but I actually took it seriously in 2014 after performing one of my first singles ever to drop online. And then I started performing that single at some place. People started throwing money on stage, and I was like, I should definitely take this thing seriously. People are actually attracted to what I'm actually doing, so I was like,
Man, even throwing money on stage.
Bro, that was crazy.
God,
bro.
Other place in here, but that shit is a strip club.
Don't you want to come perform at the crib just so that we can have money at the house?
Nah, that's great. Okay, so tell us what genre are you about? What type of music do you make?
I would say it's hip hop with a touch of soul. It's honest. I'd say it's honest at the end of the day. And I love doing what most rappers don't do nowadays. I actually open up with my music. Like, I put my stuff out there. I still sing about love, which is rare nowadays. So it's kind of honest. It's easy to the ear.
Yeah,
so and it's like kind of chilled, man. It's
so
chilled.
Would you say you're like an emotional nigga?
Well, I mean, I'm losing street cred right there.
As G as that could be,
let's
though.
Put it like that. But yeah, I could say I'm a bit emotional.
Okay, so we know how long you've been doing it. We know what type of music you make. Tell us a bit about some of your inspiration. Some of the people who really inspired you to get into this music thing.
I was inspired by guys like Nas, the late Pro Kid.
Hey, RFP.
Even guys like DJ Fresh, cause I actually fell in love first before even coming to exploring hip hop and stuff. Kanye West,
yeah,
that's a god. That's a god. So
Kanye inspired everyone.
Lupe Fiasco,
yeah,
it's like
shit.
Like some dope rappers. Like I even go way back. Like guys like Q-Tip.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So would you say your journey has been easy?
Wow, not at all, bro. Not at all.
But I mean, anything worth it takes time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us a bit about what you've been through to get to today. And how, or rather, inspire the people. How do they keep the fight going? You know, tell us a bit about what the journey was. And then tell them how they can get to where you are today.
Oh. Whoa, bro. You have to be really patient. Because from where I'm coming from, you're dealing with a lot of struggles. Even, like, let's say, for instance, you go into a gig, a guy's like, okay, I'd like to book you. How much you charge? This is what I charge. Okay, Depot up front. Nah, come, I'll give you the cash. You end up performing. After just jumping off stage, you end up running after the guy. Guy is gone. Like, there's a lot, man, especially for a guy who's independent. There's nobody financing whatever I'm doing. I have to organize studio. I have to shoot my own videos. I actually have to get out online, try and push my stuff there. I actually have to write for you guys to actually feature me for interviews. Mm. So I'm doing all that by myself.
Oh, shit.
So, well, you know, so it's tough, bro. But, you know, you have to get through that in order to rise up, man.
Yeah. It's the struggle that we have to go through as artists. You know, we need people to see our work, so we need to push for
exactly.
people to see our work. You know?
I believe in work ethic, especially if you're a guy who's actually working. I feel like people will actually gravitate towards you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's all about what you're doing. You just have to keep on putting in that work.
Cool. That's damn true, man. Hey, so you said hey bars. so you said you're independent. Do you have your own record label, or you're just focusing on your music right now?
I'm just actually focusing on my music. I got my stuff registered though. Yeah. I'm pushing it myself. There's been guys actually approaching to manage my brand, but then they end up failing because they don't understand the vision.
Yeah.
You know, it's very difficult to actually manage an artist whereby you can't crack their head and actually see where is this guy trying to go with his music.
Yeah.
So I think it's a task to actually do that.
Sure. That's crazy,
hey,
man.
Hey, Doug, I mean, you're putting out some damn good music.
Yo, shut up, bro.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, we've got
another
Red Breed lined up here.
Red Breed,
yeah.
The recent one.
Yeah, so... Okay, so what's next for you? What's next? Have you got an EP coming out, touring? What's next?
I'm actually working on a project. I don't know if it's an album, it's an EP, but from the quality of the music that I'm creating now, I think I've grown the quality of music. I think I'm gonna take it out probably as an EP or an album, you know, and just put out album there on iTunes for you guys to just jam to and stuff. And we actually just dropped a video.
Oh, nice!
Just today.
That's
I'm
good,
coming.
Man.
We just dropped a video on YouTube earlier on for Empty Promises Like That.
That's
so
swag,
anyone who's
bro.
Listening just has to go and check that.
Sure. I mean, we're going to have a post up on the website.
Yeah.
Just, wow, with just dope, about man. Your music, about you, your story. And then we'll link your new video.
Why don't you tell the people where they can find you on Instagram, YouTube, website?
Okay, on Instagram and Twitter, I'm at @officialD_man. It's like official letter D underscore man.
Got it.
Alright.
On Facebook, the same applies. On YouTube, just search for The Goof Room Media ZA. You can find me out there.
Nice.
That's dope, man. Sure. All right, guys, but we unfortunately don't. We are out of time.
We
it's
don't.
About that
time.
Out of time. We don't out of time. I was going to say we don't have time.
We don't out of time.
But anyways, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
But we got Rare Breed lined up for you, for y'all from D-Man over here. To all our guests, thank you so much for coming on the show. Like, shit, there was so much time.
Sorry to interrupt, but shout out to Adair about last night. Well done, boy.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we should talk about that briefly.
Yeah, the young man
here is doing customs for DNG.
Come on, officially.
Big man team.
Officially.
Congrats. Yeah,
no one else in the country. Let me tell you.
Shit, no.
Yeah, by the way, to all promoters that are listening, just holler at me, man. Just get me out there, man. I'll come through. I'll kill your show. I can perform. It's proper. So just holler at me, thegoofroom@gmail.com. I can leave my number too.
The links will be all in our website.
Yeah. They'll find you. We'll even just send them the links.
If you want, we'll post it to them.
Shout out. All right, so let's shout out, guys.
Yeah.
Bye from your boy, Your Majesty.
You saved it better than I did. I can't even lie.
Guys,
from your boy, Kanye Palmer, across social media. Wish you guys love, light, happiness, all that shit.
Gang, gang, Uncle Hunt in the building. You know where to get me back.
From your boy, Mark Packham. We out.
Yo, it's D-Man, the original blaster with the rhyme scheme.
Ooh. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Adair, restart that Rare Breed for him. We're going to hit you with that. All right, peace, y'all.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.